Now in the fifth quarter show, we're joined by Carrollton Trojans boys coach Wade Proffitt. And Coach Proffitt, your team has a pretty good week so far. You've matched up with Wellington, and you get a victory against them. They've got a rich tradition of basketball, so it's always nice to beat them. You beat them 57-48, and then you beat Holden, get another conference win, 63-55. Can you tell us how those games went?
Starting on Monday, we traveled to Wellington, and a very, very good program, like you said, rich in history. And we were able to kind of battle back after a rough first half. We had some people get into foul trouble, and a lot of our guys stepped up big and filling roles on Monday. But we were able to come out in the second half and able to find Luke Davis, and he just played an amazing second half. I think he was in double digits and just a monster down low. And so we're kind of able to play through him and get some shots open on the outside and end on an incredible run there in the third quarter, and just kind of able to take that momentum into the fourth. And like I said, I'm really proud of the guys for how they battled back going down double digits in halftime, or going down double digits at halftime. To be able to respond like that was huge for us.
And it seems like that's something that your team's been pretty well at doing that all year. I think last week or so, they were down by 10 with about a minute to go and came back and took the lead. What do you think, what about your kids allows them to come back in games like that?
I just think it's our mindset. Our boys are very, very competitive, and they know that when there's still time left on the clock. I mean, if we're not out of it, we have the ability with great shooters on our team to minimize the gap really quick, and kind of showed that during the Slater tournament a couple times being down, and it just takes a little spark, a turnover or a steal, out in transition or a three here or there, and it just kind of our team kind of feeds off that, and then we can kind of take that energy to the defensive side, and that's really fun for the boys and for our fans to watch, when they're kind of clicking on all cylinders there, and like I said, it's a testament to the boys, and we talk about that. You're never really out of it, and as bleak as things might look at a particular moment in the game, we know that we're just one spark or one shot away from making our run and getting right back into it. So, like I said, it's a testament to what the boys do and the mindset that they have.
Well, tonight you match up with Lexington for another conference game, and you match up with them at home earlier and had a loss to them, so I'm sure your boys will be wanting to get revenge. And then it looks like tomorrow you'll play Glasgow, so it's going to be a busy weekend, and you'll be back at action Monday again as well.
Yeah, Lexington tonight's going to be a battle. They have some really good guys out there, and there's a good program going on out there. They have some shooters from the outside with the Cooling kid that we're going to have to be aware of. Especially attacking the zone or can't get free in man, and it kind of runs through their point guard too and Taylor. So we're going to have to be aware of them. And like I said, they were able to get us on the first game of the year and kind of opened up with that conference game. And I know the boys are ready. We're playing good basketball right now and excited to just continue to get to go out there and play. And we're going to have a lot of basketball down the stretch. I think I counted with tonight. I think we have about 8 or 9 games in the next 15 days, with all these makeups. So it's going to come fast and furious. And, I'm looking forward to it. Now the boys are looking forward to it. And, I know our fans are looking forward to a lot of basketball here in the upcoming weeks.